degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspect in Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is under arrest, and so is his father. Police believe the boy received the AR-style rifle as a Christmas present from his dad.
One day after the deadly school shooting, authorities in Georgia doing something that is rare but may likely be done again, saying the blame for the gun and Saturday murders doesn't just go to the alleged shooter. It goes to his father as well.
ABC's Bill Ritter. Colt Gray, the 14-year-old, makes his first court appearance today. Today, Colin Gray, the father, is in police custody. Today's monthly jobs report will likely mark a pivotal moment for the U.S. economy and the Fed. If the report shows hiring was weak last month, similar to soft figures in July, the Fed might deliver a larger than expected interest rate cut when it meets in a week and a half. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Ukraine saying President Biden will today announce another $250 million in funding for the war. This is ABC News. Two Nigerian men have been sentenced to more than 17 years in federal prison over an online scam that turned deadly.
Samuel and Samson Ogashi were found guilty of conspiracy to sexually exploit a minor after they extorted Michigan teenager Jordan DeMay. The 17-year-old homecoming king later took his own life, thrusting so-called sextortion into the national spotlight. The two men targeted DeMay by pretending to be a high school girl named Danny, eventually convincing DeMay to send explicit photos of himself. The scammers then demanded $1,000, threatening if he didn't pay, they would send those compromising photos to his friends and family. DeMay died by suicide just hours later.
Well, that's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Red Lobster is back in business soon. The seafood restaurant chain emerging from bankruptcy following its endless shrimp fiasco, along with enormous debt, fewer customers, and dozens of closures. The company will keep all of its current locations open, it says, allowing 30,000 workers for now to stay on the job. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Come to the fair and see the latest in GPS-guided robotic lawn mowing by a Husqvarna Automower. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Beside our normal tractors and mowers we will be showing at the Richland County Fair, we will have the latest Husqvarna Automower E-Post technology that is completely controlled by GPS. It can mow parallel lines, checkerboards, triangle patterns, keeping your lawn in perfect condition. We will show you how it works. See the latest technology at the Homesteader Store booth at the Richland County Fair.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and the Richland Hospital.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Last night, the Richland Center High School volleyball team won 3-2 over Dodgeville on the opening night of the conference season. Also, Prairie du Chien defeated River Valley 3-2, and Platteville swept Lancaster 3-0. In soccer, Dodge Point over Richland Center 1-0 last night at Dodgeville. Patrick Mahomes threw for 291 yards and a touchdown, and the Kansas City defense kept Lamar Jackson and the Ravens out of the end zone on 3 consecutive plays in the closing seconds. That allowed the Chiefs to begin their pursuit of a third straight Super Bowl title with a 27-20 victory over Baltimore on Thursday night. The Rockies versus the Brewers tonight. That series gets underway as it will be Ryan Feltner taking on Frankie Montes as well. And in National League action, games that were played yesterday, San Francisco 3-2 over Arizona, Philadelphia 5, Miami 2, Pittsburgh 9, Washington 4, Colorado 3-1 over Atlanta. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Tampa Bay 3, Seattle 6, Oakland 4, Texas 3-1 over the Angels. Interleague play, Cincinnati edged Houston 1-0 and Detroit 4-3 over San Diego.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to recognize the efforts and impact of our dedicated rehabilitation team. Rehab specialists help people of all ages recover from injuries, develop resilience, gain mobility, and get back to feeling good. Our team is proud to offer multiple specialties, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as cardiopulmonary rehab and athletic training. If you are recovering from an injury or medical event, call the Richland Hospital and Clinics to ask if you can be referred to our rehabilitation department.
School's back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for children in crosswalks. Let's make this year a safe year for everyone. This message has been brought to you by the Highland School District, Chitwood Electric, Rockwell Automation, and by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Today, a high in the mid to upper 60s expected. A few stray sprinkles are possible. A north wind at 8 to 16. Mostly clear, rather cool tonight, a low of 39. 65 Saturday, sunny and continued fall-like. And Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer, a high of 75. In the night, it was 61 at midnight. We are down from that to the current reading, which is 49 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise as we get ready for the weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. Or maybe you're flying out toward Kansas City. This is Steve Warner.
6 months out at sea, be coming home soon on leave. I think of her as I stand here on the deck. Stars light the sky like a Kansas City night. Reflections on the water take me back. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. Kansas City lights shine for me tonight. Watch over her for me till I get home. No war is ever. Just sometimes it feels like no one cares. Waves are calm tonight as I take my pen and write. You're always in my dreams and in my prayers. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. I dream I feel the plane descending above the lights of Kansas City. And as the plane touches down, I see her standing there right now. Kansas City lights in my mind.
Steve Wariner and those Kansas City lights on WRCO. We're traveling all over the place today. Gonna go to Vegas, and then I think we're going to Dodgeville to see Tom Mueller. It's gonna be a wild time.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Well, here you go. September is here, and you got any specials you can talk about today, Tom?
Well, we can. If you're forward thinking, right now you can actually buy Aaron's snow throwers. We have some discounts up to $200 off. So if you're looking to save some money and want to get a snow blower before the season, it's a great time to stop in. That ends the end of this month. So it is a September special. So keep that in mind. We've got a lot of other programs going on throughout our line because we buy so well and do a lot of things right. Sometimes we do some things wrong, of course, but the things we do right is we buy right so we can sell right. So right now, all of our handheld is 10% off through the rest of the year, and that would be the Husqvarna line. That includes saws, weed eaters, pole saws, blowers, and et cetera. So electric and gas, so keep that in mind. There's some really great deals there. But we're getting close to fall. We're there, technically, and leaves are falling. And it's a great time to get a bagger for your unit. If you've got a Gravy or an Aaron's, of course, we have baggers on hand. We can take care of you. Now, if it's an older model, you might want to get in sooner because we probably have to order it. And sometimes those are not as easy to get. So definitely want to get on that job. Remember two things when you go into the fall. You want to cut as high as you can. 4 inches is ideal because that literally sets the root base at 4 inches. You want to get the leaves off the lawn because leaves are acid-based and you don't want them to stay there. Otherwise, they'll go into your soil, and of course, you'll have to lime it later on. And lime is kind of hard to get down to the root base. So, again, very important to get the leaves off. Here at Miller Upmet, we talk about a lot of things, but caring for your lawn is very, very important. It is a science. We don't want you to misunderstand that. One of the things we offer is great mowers with high-velocity decks that allow you to pick things up, and it allows you to cut at that 4-inch place and do it quickly, because the whole thing about a zero turn is anywhere from 7 to 15 miles an hour. You're getting a lot done in a very, very short while. So time is of essence. Of course, get rid of the leaves off your lawn, and then prepare your beds. There's a lot of people that have annuals and perennials. Your annuals, of course, will die, but your perennials, maybe you need to just kind of take care of them, make sure that they're covered properly. Some annuals will go through the season winter, but if we have a hard, cold winter, they normally don't. So perennials, of course, keep coming back. Understanding that your grass is usually bluegrass and fescue and possibly some perennial rye. If we have a severe winter, perennial rye will die out. So if you see some dead spots in the spring, it's a wide leaf grass, it's a perennial rye. They're talking about a cold winter, so if that actually happens and we don't get a lot of snow, it's a possibility you see some brown spots next year. Again, that's not your bluegrass. That is the perennial rye. Perennial rye and annual rye are used for basically a nurse crop like oats is when you're putting alfalfa down. And on a lawn, the perennial rye can last 3, 4, 5 years or die instantly if we have a cold enough winter.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get lucky 3 years in a row. I guess from my standpoint, you're selling snow blowers, but we didn't have a lot of snow the last couple of years. So what's the woolly caterpillar saying this year? Do you know?
Well, you know, it all depends. Our concept of snow is this: we really don't know. The river divides you and I, and sometimes that has a lot to do with the weather. The truth of the matter is that it all depends on what blows in. We're actually dealing with, for sure, cold weather coming in. Normally, cold weather means less snow, but we could get some early snows, which is typical, and some later snows in the spring. So you kind of want to be prepared for both. The cold weather, I can't do a whole lot about that. I would prefer that it freezes hard before the snow comes down, because otherwise the people using snow plows will definitely take out your grass and do a great job of plowing it up onto the other grass. So those are things you'll have to deal with in the spring. But keep that in the back of your mind. If you have a snow thrower, you're basically able to do what you want and don't have to go out in your grass and destroy everything. So kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Snow is a funny thing. inch of rain is a foot of snow. So it's not uncommon that we can get anywhere from 10 to 30 inches in our area. Total, whether it stays or not is the other question. But we have programs for you. We have financing available for you. We have a ton of other things that we have available. But the key is to get here to Dodgeville, Wisconsin, and we're not hard to find. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, their lights were on this morning, so I think they're going to make her. I think they really are. So don't be afraid to stop and see them as well. Our hours have changed for fall. We're 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you will see our internet site. Or go to Craigslist and punch in Mueller. You'll see our used specials on lots of different items that are on sale right now. Again, we're Aaron's Gravy, Husqvarna, and, of course, we're Wacker Neuson Company as far as what we sell. We handle the Landmaster UTV line, which is out of Indiana. A lot of great products, all pretty much American-made, and I'll tell you what, they're designed to last a long, long time, and we want our relationship with you to last a long, long time.
All right, Tom, good to talk to you today.
Same here.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement. Check him out in Dodgeville.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animal Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animal Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
6:24, the time. We're ahead of news, weather, and sports today by a few minutes. Right now we're down to 49 degrees. It's a chilly one, but it sounds like tomorrow morning we could be even about 10 degrees below what we're at now. So get ready. This is Joe Nichols.
Sunset is starting to cast some shadows on the wall. And if you're thinking about me, you don't even have to call. If you wanna come on over, baby, I wanna let you. I'm caught up in the moment from the moment I met you. I've been watching the hands on the clock, and I've been leaving the latch on the lock. Undone, like the buttons on your shirt. Undone, showing every single curve I'm on. You're so bad, baby, you know how to make me come. Undone, kissing all up on my neck. Undone, catching every single breath I love. How easily you do something to me that just can't be gonna start a fire when you touch me like that. So go ahead and pull me over the edge, I won't ever go back. Baby, when you hold me, I can't hold it together. Got a little taste and now I want it forever. Just watching your hair fall. Oh girl, you know how to get me all. Undone, like the buttons on your shirt. Undone, showing every single curve I want. You're so bad, baby.
us from Miranda Lambert on WRCO, and that is Wranglers. A news update is next. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections, Y Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also by BL Signs for your business signage needs. The forecast for today, a high of 66. Stray sprinkles are possible, mostly clear tonight and cool, a low down to 39. Right now it is 49 degrees, our overnight low.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. President Joe Biden announced a $7.3 billion of federal aid to expand green energy in rural America during a stop in western Wisconsin yesterday. Speaking at Vernon Energy Cooperative in Westby, Biden called the effort the largest electrification project since FDR's New Deal. La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative will receive $580 million. This was Biden's first appearance in Wisconsin since he dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Wisconsin is on pace for a record number of deaths from ATV and UTV crashes this year.
Department of Natural Resources Major April Dombrowski says nearly all of those deaths could have been prevented.
Helmets, seatbelt wear, reduction in speed, alcohol, and caution on our roadways with, you know, observing our regulatory signs, stop signs. All these were factors that could have prevented a death-related crash.
26 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes this year. Dombrowski says the DNR will be stepping up safety patrols next week to help educate drivers and passengers. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Venture Architects presented the findings of their evaluations of the Richland campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building this past Wednesday. They looked at each building separately, including each building at the campus. Perhaps the worst news of the night was the condition of the Arts and Education Building on the campus. It was found to be in its original vintage status. Kyle Knuth had more.
This is probably
Of the buildings we went through, the one that really seemed to be for deferred maintenance in the worst condition of everything. A big part of that is that the flooring is starting to come up. There's moisture in there. And very likelihood, due to the vintage of that, we did not test it for anything, but high likelihood in a case like this, where that would have asbestos-containing material either in the adhesive, in the tile, or in both. Again, the brick, conditions of the brick needing tuck pointing. There were broken windows part of this. The windows, again, here, single pane. The air conditioning condensing unit, past the end of its life, was rated not well compared to all of the other ones. Accessibility clearances. Not only was it the clearance issue that we had, it's also the doorknob. So turning a knob can be extremely difficult. That's why a handle is always much easier. That's why it's part of the accessibility code. This still has knobs on all of the doors. And the really odd thing with this building is the structural layout. So it has a combination of steel and masonry in it. So you have low bearing masonry walls in the middle of the building and steel around the perimeter. So now any option you want to have to say, oh, gut the whole thing out, we'll open it up, we could have office space in here. Well, now we have load bearing walls in the middle, so that makes that a bit of a challenge. So this is a really challenging building to work with. The location is in a challenging spot relative to the parking. It's a challenging building. We'll leave the arts and education building B as challenging.
That was Venture Architects presenting their findings on Wednesday night at the Richland Campus, Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. We'll have more on the feasibility studies on later newscasts from WRCO Radio. Going on this weekend, a memorial ride for Marilyn McCone will be held Saturday. Marilyn Gilligan is a member of the Planning Committee.
The family would like to raise money for the Lions Camp for vision-impaired adults to pay for the adults to go that can't afford it. Marilyn, when she passed, had donated her eyes. And so two people now see because of that. So the family just wants to do that again and help the vision impaired.
Cost is $10 for singles, $15 for couples, and includes a variety of raffles.
There's a lot of bikers out there that are willing to ride and have a good time riding. And there's a lot of raffle prizes. 50-50 raffle we'll have. We'll have a meal about halfway through or so in the ride for a free will offering.
You do not have to be a biker to be a part. All vehicles are welcome to take part beginning at noon at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center tomorrow. You can enjoy a beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin and help out the Lions Camp. WRCO News continues with a look at weekend weather for the Richland County Fair in just a moment.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Stray sprinkles are possible today, otherwise a high of 66 and partly sunny. Mostly clear, rather cool tonight, a low of 39. Saturday, mostly sunny, continued fall-like and a high of 65. And Sunday, 75. In Richland Center, 4/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday and a high of 78. We were at 61 at midnight. Right now it is 49 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at last night's events in high school sports, and the Packers play tonight. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center volleyball team won 3-2 over Dodgeville last night in action that was played at Dodgeville. And as far as the Hornets were concerned, they jumped out and got a win against the defending conference champs. The scores were 24-26, 25-22, 16-25, 25-23, and 15-9. The Hornets won the last two to get the victory. Following the match, I asked Coach Jamie Johnson if he considered it an upset.
I would think most people on the outside would say it's an upset. You know, they're defending conference champs, had so many players back. Ava, you know, is a great player for them. The MVP was back. But, you know, our girls believed. We talked about it that, you know, our schedule's really weird, all these road games to start with. And I said, you know, if we're going to play Dodgeville, I'd rather play them right off the bat, maybe catch them off guard beginning of the year, strike some lightning here. But, you know, the girls believed. I told them how proud I was of them there in that huddle there. They persevered.
Coach Jamie Johnson and the team getting the win last night, 3-2. Dodgeville JV won the early match, 2-1. In other action from the Southwest, it was Platteville, 3-0 over Lancaster, and Prairie du Chien, 3-2 over River Valley. Westby swept Black River Falls, 3-0. Mineral Point, 3-0 over Fenimore. The Richland Center Varsity soccer team lost 1-0 on the road last night. Dodge Point scored the game's only goal on a penalty kick. The Hornets played strong, and the game was scoreless at half. Giovanni Serna and Connor Stoltz provided scoring chances for Richland Center, but they did not find the net. Jack Stanley had a great game at stopper. The Hornets' next action on Saturday will be at the Bigfoot Tournament against some of the state's best teams. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for Mount Horeb over Reedsburg, 2-1, and a victory for Holman over Toma, 4-0. Cross-country action last night. It was hosted by Viroqua at the Vernon County Fairgrounds, and the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team came out on top as Clayton Lee was second overall in the running with a 17:32. Ryan Stadler was seventh, and Kiernan Culver ninth. For Boscobel, they finished third in the meet last evening. River Valley's Bryce Ferguson, their top runner, was 43rd overall. In middle school action, Richland Center Ithaca's Owen Dreyer was the top runner. And for the girls last night, Viroqua was the top team. Richland Center Ithaca finished third. Grace Fretz was fourth. Pearl Fretz was ninth. Nora Gilson of Boscobel, the top overall runner, with a time of 20:42. And Richland Center Ithaca's Margaret Lawless was the top middle school runner for RCI, leading the way. Football action tonight. Richland Center faces Prairie du Chien. Here is Coach Andy Troxell.
You know, when you look at game film last week against their game against Darlington, you know, Darlington really played some uncharacteristic football for them, you know, lost the ball, you know, turned over deep in their territory and then didn't capitalize in the red zone. I mean, that's not the Redbirds of old. So, I mean, the score is a little more lopsided, but, I mean, that was a back-and-forth battle between Prairie and Darlington. So, and both those heavyweights kind of are going to be like what we see on this Friday.
The Hornets at Prairie du Chien tonight. River Valley travels to Dodgeville. Here's Coach Dan McAvey talking about the third game of the year.
It all depends on how we execute and if our game plan goes to the way that we plan it to be. I would say favorable or not, every game is winnable by any team. It just depends on if you prepared properly and if you can execute. I feel like our game plan hopefully benefits us against them, and the offensive adjustments that we made this week, I'm hoping allow us to get a victory on Friday.
Ithaca travels to Hillsboro as well in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. In the Six Rivers, Potosi-Cassville is at Riverdale, and Iowa Grant at Waseca-Steuben-Seneca. Cuba City plays at Belleville, Darlington at Mineral Point, and Fenimore at Southwestern East Dubuque. Reedsburg is at La Crosse Central. West Salem is at Viroqua, and Black River Falls at Westby. Eight-player football, Belmont at Highland, Monticello at Kickapoo LaFarge, North Crawford at Wisconsin Heights, and Oneewoke Weston at DeSoto. A final word on sports is next.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Packers open the 2024 NFL season, hoping to continue the hot streak they were on as the year ended last year. They'll meet the Eagles in Brazil. Kickoff time, 7:15. Pregame time, 5 o'clock tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. Also, the Badgers are seeking their first 2-0 start to a football season for the first time since 2020. They'll host FCS team South Dakota at Camp Randall Stadium tomorrow. The Brewers start a 3-game weekend series at home against the Colorado Rockies this evening. And in baseball last night, San Francisco 3-2 over Arizona, Philadelphia 5, Miami 2, Pittsburgh 9-4 over Washington, Colorado 3-1 over Atlanta. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Tampa Bay 3, Seattle 6, Oakland 4, Texas 3-1 over the Angels. Interleague play, Cincinnati 1-0 over Houston, Detroit 4, San Diego 3. And in the NFL opener, it was Kansas City 27, Baltimore 20. With a look at sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Somebody who really cares. So tired of
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart, Burnham Lumber, Highland School District, and Chitwood Electric.
Chapin Carpenter on WRCO and some passionate kisses like they do in the Hallmark movies. Little smoochies. My granddaughter calls it those kissy movies. That's right. Beetlejuice released this week officially. So that one is out there and in fact showing in Richland Center too. So chance to see that. I might be interested in seeing that one. It's been a while. Should have went back and found the VHS tape of the original Beetlejuice from 1988, so I was better versed on it, but I think I'll get caught up.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
4 minutes before 7 o'clock here at WRCO Radio. I think I saw Henry Bray come in, but I'm not sure. He looks a little different, so we'll see whether we have a guest during our roundup this morning. Regular features coming in as well. We have the Text to Win contest, your last chance to text and be qualified for some Badger, Brewer tickets in a statewide contest. That between 8 and 9 today, and then we'll also have the grand prize winner who will be attending the upcoming Just a Bit Outside story about the 1982 Brewers. Cool stuff.
Now in the early, early morning, babe, when the night goes somewhere else, a lonely heart just seeking shelter. Help me, baby, I can't help myself. Show me what the
it's riding time.